We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Alongside Matt Stevens, here's the voice of the Bruins, Chris Roberts.
Sure glad to have you on the broadcast with us tonight. UCLA, they take on the Arizona Wildcats. And this Southern Division of the Pac-12, wow, it's getting tight. UCLA Bruins 6-2, 3-2 in league. Arizona's Wildcats, identical record. Every game from here on out is so very important. Baker and Grant at the goal line. They split it right on the hash marks. Kyme Fairburn for the Bruins kicks it off. High end over end, and he nails this one. It's going to be caught 8 yards deep. They're going to go down on a knee and say, forget it. We're not going to run this out. Jared Baker catches the ball for Arizona. It'll come out to the 25-yard line. Third down and 10, 32-yard line of UCLA. Snap to Dinker. Throws it to Jenkins. Complete. He's at the 30. Runs forward after catching it on the right side. Dropped at the 28-yard line, maybe the 27. Eric Kendricks on the pop. 5-yard hookup, but it's fourth down for the Cats. There's no score here in the early part of the game. 11-17 remaining here in this first quarter.
Boy, I'm glad Eric Kendricks made the plane trip to Tucson. He is on a tear right now, all over the field.
Jake Smith into a Tampa field goal on fourth down. 44 yards out. Straight away, the kick is up. Plenty long. It's good. 3-0. Arizona, 10:58 left in the first quarter, and the Cats strike first. 3-0. They lead UCLA. Here's the kickoff, high end over end. It's going to be caught by Fuller 2 yards deep. He'll bring it out across the 5, the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Tackled at the 35-yard line as he took it to the right side. And the Bruins will have it first and 10. They'll set up shop 35-yard line. Looked like Babich came up and made the tackle for Arizona along with DeAndre Miller. 3-0 Arizona. Here's UCLA's first possession of the ball game. We're going to have Philip Rule in there as a fullback, kind of a wingback near side. Paul Damian. Perkins. No, Damian Thigpen, you're right. Tailback, play action. Hundley sets, throws long. Shaq Evans wide open, catches it 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown down the right sideline. Oh, the home run ball to start things off. He beat Jonathan McKnight, and it's 6-3. UCLA, now they're ahead of Arizona with a 65-yard hookup. Hundley to Shaq Evans.
Good play fake by Hundley to Damian Thigpen, and then he pump fakes outside as Shaq Evans is running an out and go, and the corner just completely bit. Shaq Evans had five steps on his defender. Hundley put that out there perfectly, and Hundley had a big pass in last week's game in Colorado, Devin Fuller. Well, now another one to start the game to Shaq Evans.
Here's Kymie Fairburn. The kick is up. It is good. The holder.
Sean
well, that's
going to
be Sean Covington because Jerry Neuheisel has a big bandage on his throwing hand. Longo with a good snap. Timeout. 10:41 left in the first quarter. UCLA 7, Arizona 3.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Hey Bruins fans, have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit Ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
7-3 UCLA, and Arizona will come back onto the field with their offensive unit. They marched down the field last time, had a pretty decent little drive going, and had to settle for a 44-yard field goal.
A lot of Kadeem Carey, too, and that's what Kadeem Carey will do in the first part of a football game. He'll try and wear you down, like I said, with body blows, runs up the middle where he just puts his head down.
DJ Denker, quarterback, left-hander. Fakes a throw right, fires this one on the left side. Complete! He found Nate Phillips, and he got hit immediately by Anthony Jefferson. Tackled at the 46-yard line. That's a 16-yard gain. First and 10, Arizona.
Seam route right between the safeties. Good pass by Dinker on the run.
Third down and two. Ball on line of scrimmage. The 12-yard line. Make it the 11. Waiting for the snap. Gets it, pitches it out in front. That goes to Jenkins, and he'll run to the first down marker, be tackled near the 15-yard line. He's got to get to the 14 for a first. Fabian Moreau, good hit. Eric Kendricks helped out. 2-yard run, shy of a first down.
Great open field tackle there by Fabian Moreau as Samardji Grant, the wide receiver, came down and cracked on Miles Jack, leaving Fabian Moreau alone to make that open field tackle.
Jenkins,
fourth and short.
Jenkins and Carey both in there as halfbacks in the gun. Fourth down and a half a yard. Handoff, Carey straight ahead. Didn't get it. They're going to turn the ball over and downs to the Bruins. Great middle tackling. And Randall Goforth leading the charge at safety. They stopped Kadeem Carey. Bruin football. First and 10. 16-yard line, UCLA. He gets the ball. Thigpen's got it. He runs right. Takes it back to the line of scrimmage. Picks up yardage to the 20. We'll give him four. Second down and six for UCLA. Tremaine Bondurant in on the tackle.
Damian Thigpen, he just has another gear. He adds speed to that backfield of UCLA. Just an off tackle play. Not much of a hole, but Thigpen able to squirt through for a 4-yard gain.
7-3, UCLA with the lead. They put Bell in motion from right to left. Here's a snap, play action, Hundley. Throws an out pattern, that's going to be complete. Darius Bell, 3-yard gain, maybe 4 to the 24-yard line left. We'll go 3 or 4. It's still going to be shy of a first down by about 2 yards. Tremaine Bondurant made the tackle.
UCLA, an excellent third down conversion team. 52% of their tries they convert, which ranks 10th in the nation. And this is their first third down attempt in this football game.
Clock running with 6:20 left in this first quarter. 7-3 UCLA in front of Arizona. Now Hundley steps up to the line, shouting instructions, shifts Thigpen from a halfback left to right. In the gun, Hundley waits for the snap. He's got it. Hand off Thigpen, running left. Picks up the first down, turns the corner, tackled at the 29-yard line. A 5-yard run, and Marquise Flowers with the tackle.
Outside zone read, Thigpen able to puncture the defense once he finds a crease and pick up those 5 yards.
Shaq Evans, along with Fuller and Mazzoni, are the three wideouts on the right side. Bruins are going to have Jordan Payton left. Snap, Hundley looks left, throws it right over the middle. That's going to be complete. Goes to Jordan Payton. He's going to pick up 11 yards. The Bruins very close to a first down. They'll get it at the 40-yard line. Jordan Grandin in on the hit for the Cats.
Just a middle route, and Hundley almost passed over Darius Bell, but then it caught him in the corner of the eye that Darius Bell was standing alone in between a couple of linebackers, and he fired that ball in there for a first down.
First and 10, 40-yard line in the old pistol. Here's a handoff. Paul Perkins runs it to the left side. He's going to pick up some yardage and go out of bounds. Let's see where they spot that ball. It's going to be just across the midfield stripe at the 49-yard line. Tui Halamaka, defensive end after an 11-yard run.
Paul Perkins, he runs with his eyes, just one cut downhill runner, and that was a good cut to get in the secondary of Arizona.
Only gets the snap, handoff Paul Perkins, running right. He's at the line of scrimmage. Now cuts back to the center of the field and gets popped. The line of scrimmage was the 49. Tui Halamaka in on the tackle after a 3-yard gain. Second and 7, 46. The Bruins are in Cat territory, leading 7-3 with 4:40 left in the first quarter.
Bondurant also coming in to make that hit. He played linebacker in high school, and he is that bandit position all over the field for the Wildcats on defense.
Tough customer, Brendel at center. Looks between his legs, back to Hundley. Hundley walked up to the offensive line, now backs up again. Second down and 7. Perkins in motion left. Hundley gets the ball. Slips out to the right. He's going to run it. 45-40, 35-30. Still on his feet. Tackled 29-yard line right. He gets 17 yards on the run. And when he takes off, good things happen. Jake Fisher in on the tackle. First and 10 Bruins, 29-yard line Cats.
And that's an aggressive run by Brett Hundley. You can see he's maturing the way he runs the football. He had a crease, and it looked like he was going to get hit. Instead, he bursts through, gets it into second gear, and picks up more yardage on that run.
Just another weapon in the Bruin offense. Here's a handoff from Hundley. Perkins running right, picks up maybe a yard. Line of scrimmage, the 29. He might have got to the 28. 3:47, the clock runs in the first quarter. 7-3, UCLA leads Arizona. Reggie Gilbert with the tackle. Scooby Wright helping out.
Tevin Wood really holding the middle of that defense for Arizona, battling with Jake Brindle and also Alex Redmond. And Tevin Wood, he's an interesting story. Transferred from Duke, then the University of San Diego. Walked on, now has a scholarship. That's how well he's playing for Rich Rodriguez.
DeWardy in the slot on the right now. Fuller in motion to the left. Snap. Hundley will throw one out in the flat. Thigpen grabs it. No running room. Tackled behind the line of scrimmage. 32-yard line. Jonathan.
Got to be a salesman.
McKnight was the man that made the hit.
Yeah, you got to be a salesman if you're Brett Hundley. If you're going to fake a pass to the left, you got to really fake it a bit more and then Brett Hundley threw it out to the right side on a screen pass, and it was easily read by McKnight.
Third down, 13. 32-yard line. Hundley waits for the snap. He's got Shaq Evans flanked out wide right. Duarte along with Fuller. There's Slotman and Lucien out wide left in the backfield. Thigpen. Here's the snap to Hundley. He drops straight back under pressure. Runs to the right, throws it on the run, has a man open. Evans complete at the 17-yard line and tackled immediately. After a 16-yard gain, he got hit by Bondurant and McKnight on the catch. Gilbert flushed the quarterback out.
Jonathan McKnight, he's complaining that Shaq Evans grabbed his face mask. Hundley gets flushed out to the right side with middle penetration, and he's able to find Evans. That ball high, and Evans able to go up top and haul it in before he takes a big hit. But another first down for UCLA on this drive.
Here's the snap to Hundley. Quick hitch on the right side to Fuller. He'll take it right to the 15-yard line. 3-yard gain. It'll be second and 7 for UCLA. He got tackled by Jared Tevis and Jake Fisher on Arizona.
And that's a quick hitter to the outside to Fuller. Get him going early in this football game. He hasn't had a catch so far, and he's going to be an impact player for UCLA.
Perkins along with Thigpen. Halfbacks. Now snap. Hundley fakes actually a handoff to Darius Bell. Slips to the left. Now runs it. 20. 15, 10, still on his feet, 5, heads for the corner, the end zone, touchdown UCLA.
You got to be kidding me.
A 15-yard run, and Brett Hundley does it with his wheels.
Boy, Chris Roberts, I just cannot believe that. That looks like, I don't know, I mean, the Kadeem Carey actually running the ball through the middle of that Arizona defense. Brett Hundley didn't have anything downfield, couldn't find an open receiver. And he's able to change directions 4 or 5 times and elude defenders and somehow get into the end zone by keeping his balance.
Bruins trying to go up 14-3. Here's the extra point. It is good by Fairburn. The hold by Sean Covington. Longo, good snap. 14-3 UCLA after a 15-yard run by the quarterback, Brett Hundley, on the Bruins. 1:23 left in the first quarter of play here in Tucson.
What was the original crowdfunding project? It's not the people who raised money for the zombie movie. Or the indoor beehive. Crowdfunding started with credit unions like Westcom. We're a member-owned financial co-op. Our members are putting their money together to offer each other low credit card and loan rates and high yields on savings accounts. Fund your future at Westcom.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Keys, 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 keys on that
keys is keys, everywhere, keys, keys, all across LA.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys, 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 keys on that ice.
We all know the price of gas is something we just gotta live with. Well, sort of. Because now, Ralphs and Shell have teamed up, so you can earn up to a dollar off per gallon of fuel. Here's how it works. Every time you shop at Ralphs, you'll earn fuel points. And you can redeem those fuel points to earn up to a dollar off per gallon at participating Shell stations and Ralphs fuel centers. Restrictions apply. Visit ralphs.com/fuel for details and earn up to a dollar off per gallon. Gotta love those Ralphs fuel points.
Second down, 7, 26-yard line, UCLA. Brett Hundley in the gun, Paul Perkins next to him. Shaq Evans wide left with Jordan Payton. So Shaq on his wide right all by himself. Now Devin Lucien, man in motion, play action. They're going to hit Lucien on the run, 20, 25. Going left, out of bounds, 30-yard line. Didn't quite make the 30, call it the 29. So a 3-yard gain, and it was Tremaine Bondurant and Shaquille Richardson that pushed him out of bounds. Devin Lucien.
Shaq Evans has to do a better job blocking out front for Lucien so he can get some running room after that catch.
Third down, 29-yard line, Bruins. Hundley walks up to the line. Paul Perkins is the halfback on the left side. Fuller in the slot on the left. Got to watch out for him. Become one of Hundley's favorite receivers. Hundley drops back, wants to pass, rolls out under pressure, now rolls to the right, picks up a block, starts to run it. It's going to be tackled. 25-yard line, a loss of about 4 yards. Marquise Flowers is the man that wrapped him up and made the hit with the clock running at 14:10 left here in this first half.
Boy, Brett Hundley had Devin Lucien standing on the sidelines on the right side of the field wide open, and he just could not get his eyes on him as Lucien was jumping up and down.
Sean Covington, fake punt, overthrows his intentional receiver. Miles Jack, penalty flags fly. Jack, who is a blocker for the punter, went to the right sideline, and the pass by Covington on the fake went over his head, incomplete. Penalty flags are on the field, and referee Jack Folliard got his line judge and umpire around him.
Nelson's downfield on the offense. Several players. That penalty's declined. First down.
And you got to wonder if Sean Covington just did that himself. You cannot have guys running down the field, and there's no discussion with Sean Covington along the sidelines, and that is a big, big risk that Jim Mora took. And it did not succeed. And you're up 14-3 in control of the football game. Your defense is playing well. Deep in your own territory, you try a fake punt.
And you turn the ball over and downs to the opposition, Arizona football, at the Bruin 25-yard line.
Miles Jack was wide open, too, but that would have been a penalty.
Too many people downfield. The illegal receivers. B.J. Danker in the gun. Cat quarterback, play action, pumps once, throws it to the corner, far side, incomplete. Looked like Goforth went up. We had a chance to maybe catch that football as much as Terrence Miller. Knocked it away. Good defense. Second and 10 from the 25 of UCLA.
And that's what Randall Goforth can do as a safety. He's a hard hitter, does not shy away from contact, but he can cover wide receivers downfield.
14-3. UCLA with the lead. Here's the snap and the gun. Dinker's going to run it. 25, 20, 15, 10. Dropped at the 8-yard line. Went right up the middle. Jordan Zumwalt had to make the tackle. That's a 15-yard run. It's going to be first and goal. Ball at the 10-yard line is where they mark it. So first and goal from the 10 for the Cats. B.J. Dinker, quarterback. Handoff. Nadeem Carey. He'll slip to the inside, going left. Take it across the five. Dropped after a 7-yard run near the 4-yard line. Jordan Zumwalt with the tackle and Anthony Jefferson.
Good blocking on the left side led by Mickey Bacchus, the left tackle.
Dinker gets the snap. Hand off to Dean Carey. Straight up the middle. Spins off one man. Spins off another. Slips into the end zone. Did he score it? The officials have not signaled as of yet.
I don't think they know. And that was a touchdown. A second and a third and a fourth effort.
We're still talking to each
Carey,
other.
And I mean.
Touchdown.
Now they signal touchdown. Well, that was one of the longest times we've had to wait for the signal of a touchdown. And it was Kadeem Carey that ran it straight in from the four.
And he had three 360 moves to get into the end zone.
Bouncing off defenders.
Yeah, he was hit by four or five guys in the will of Kadeem Carey to find the end zone. What a great effort.
Jake Smith in to attempt the extra point. Try to make it 14-10 UCLA. Waiting for the snap. The ball is down. The kick is up. It is good. And it is 14-10. UCLA leads Arizona with 12:55 left in the first half. Let's take a timeout from Tucson.
Hey, Bruins fans. Have you run into the helpful SoCal Honda dealers yet? They're the guys and girls in the blue shirts doing random acts of helpfulness. This This season, they're doing all kinds of helpful deeds at sports events around SoCal, like giving away free tickets, surprising fans with merch from their favorite teams, and giving Honda drivers free parking. They're also hooking up lucky fans with on-field experiences and offering free parking lot shuttles to those who need assistance. So keep your eyes open for the helpful Honda people at games around SoCal, and you might be surprised with a random act of helpfulness. And if you're looking for a great deal on an award-winning Honda, stop by your local helpful Honda dealer today or visit SoCalHondaDealers.com. To keep up with all their random acts of helpfulness, follow them on Facebook and Instagram at SoCalHondaDealers or on Twitter at HelpfulHonda.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey Bruins fans, when was the last time you took a scenic trip along the coast? Let the Amtrak Pacific Surfliner take you to top destinations in Southern California. Travel by train to San Diego, Anaheim, LA, Santa Barbara, and more. Skip the hassle of driving and enjoy onboard amenities and a comfortable ride with scenic views. A great escape awaits when you travel by train. Check out trip options and special offers at PacificSurfliner.com.
Good things come to those who wait. At Jersey Mike's, they also come to those who don't. Download our app, order ahead, and skip the line. Cut to the Chase by Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hundley on a first and 10. Handoff, running across the 15 and dropped at that 16-yard line on a quick little give to Damian Thigpen. Marquise Flowers made the tackle with Tevin Hood.
Marquise Flowers, he's a good one. Converted safety, 31 starts, excellent lateral movement. I mean, this guy can really run. Second in tackles on the team on that Arizona defense.
Thigpen's going to stay in there after a 5-yard run, second and 5. 15-yard line of the Bruins. In motion, Bell, handoff, Thigpen straight up the middle. Gets near the first down marker, tackled at the 20-yard line. Now some extracurricular activity down on the pile. They call it a 4-yard run or a 5. If it's 5, it's a first down. 20-yard line, it's going to be a 5-yard run.
Runner was ruled down before the ball became loose. First down.
Well, they lost it, but no fumble. First and 10 for the Bruins from the 20.
UCLA, a very young team, needs to keep their composure. When you play here in Arizona, these fans really get into it, and it looks like this Arizona defense, they're a little ornery. They like to push guys around and get in their dish a little bit.
Jalen Ortiz flanks out wide on the left side. Bruins, Hundley's got the ball, hands it straight off up the middle, and this play is not going to go anywhere. Maybe a yard, and that's it. So they're keeping it on the ground. Paul Perkins was the man that had that handoff, and Dan Pettinato and Marquise Flowers with the tackle.
Marquise Flowers just coming from the outside around Suofilo. He is so fast, he just closes backside pursuit, so there's no hole. That was good blocking up front. Brindle on Tevin Hood got some movement.
14-10, UCLA with the lead. We're in the second quarter. Snap, Hundley, fake handoff. Hundley runs it himself up to the 25-yard line, 4-yard gain. It's going to be third down and 6. Tevin Hood in on the hit. 4:44, and the clock is running before halftime, and a 14-10 advantage Bruins in front of the Cats.
That 3-3-5 stack really giving confusion to the offensive line of UCLA. A lot of guys on that Arizona defense, especially the linebackers, are going unblocked.
Hundley in the gun. Got Perkins right next to him as a halfback on the left. Now looks over at the bench, steps up to the line, shouts at Jake Brendel, his center. Four wide receivers set. He'll move back again, make some hand motions, and shift his halfback from left to right. Snap to Hundley. Looks to the right, throws it complete. Quick little look in. That goes to Jalen Ortiz, tackled immediately. 5-yard line. Coming in from the left, Shaquille Richardson. Wrapped him up at the 30-yard line, but good enough for a first and 10 Bruins.
Crease slant on the outside to the wide side of the field. You got to put that ball right on the money, which Hundley did. And the strong hands of Jordan Payton hauling in with a guy draped on his back.
So first and 10 at the 30. Bruins, Hundley. Handoff up the middle and almost breaking it. Perkins to the 40. Dropped at the 42-yard line. 10-yard run. The Bruins pick up another first and 10. 3:37 left in the half. Jared Tevis in on the tackle with Marquise Flowers.
And guess who had the great block? Suofilo pulling inside around Quessenberry. And it was a block on Fisher. He buried him. And that left a big hole for Perkins.
Quessenberry, one of those true freshmen. Snap to Hunley. He's going to keep it. Run left. He's going to go to the 45-yard line. Line of scrimmage was the 41. Goes out of bounds. Maybe the 46. They're going to put it to the 45 of the Bruins. Tevis again in on the hit. So a 4-yard run, second down and 6.
Boy, that looked like out in the street. Go around the flagpole. I might pitch it to you. I could throw it to you. I might run. Look out for the car, and there could be a kid in the wagon. I'm going to keep it and run out of bounds.
I like that. Jalen Ortiz flanks out wide left. Snap, Hunley, handoff, Perkins, 45. Puts his head down and rams himself near the 50-yard line. 4-yard gain. Are they going to spot it at the 50 or just shy of it at the 49? That's where they put it. 49-yard line. Bruins. Scooby Wright with the tackle.
Yeah, this is a Brandon Willis, Keenan Graham, Jordan Zumwalt, Miles Jack, Cassius Marsh. They all come in to play offense on this third and short.
Miles Jack is going to be the pistol running back right behind Hunley. So Hunley gets the snap, handoff Jack, puts his head down, goes straight forward, picks up the first down, tackled at the 47-yard line. It's no secret anymore. 4-yard run, Scooby Wright with the tackle.
Now, this is a surprise. UCLA is going to stick to the formation. There's five defenders in playing offense for UCLA. It has to be a run. And you would think it would go to Miles Jack.
Keenan Graham is a halfback on the right. They've got Jordan Zumwalt, halfback left. Snap, Hunley, play action. He'll throw this one. Complete, Zumwalt, 40. Goes to the 35, left side. Pushed out of bounds on the Bruins sideline. First and 10, UCLA, and a nice little throw.
Boy, Pepper Rogers, if he was still alive, he'd love this. Guy's going two ways, offense and defense. Jordan Zumwalt, heck of an athlete, got out in the flat wide open. He caught it and put his head down and wouldn't go down along the sidelines.
Yeah, Graham and Zumwalt, they're halfbacks. Miles Jack gets the handoff. He's going to run to the 30, 25, and put his head down to the 20-yard line. 12-yard run. Oh, and the Bruins first and 10 at the 22 of the Cats.
And now here come in Kenny Clark and Eddie Vanderdoes on the offense. I mean, this is an audition. I've never seen so many defenders in my life play offense.
Going both ways. Why not, huh? Miles Jack, still the running back. He'll get the handoff. He'll run right, puts his head down, and goes inside the 15. Dropped at the 14-yard line, an 8-yard run. Miles Jack is an athlete. He's finally tackled by Marquise Flowers.
Actually, a running back's going to come into the game for UCLA, Damian Thigpen. But now it's going to be a timeout with a minute 26 remaining in the half. And UCLA up 14-10.
The Bruins second down, 3, 15-yard line. Cats in the gun. Hunley's got the ball. He's going to run it himself. 10, puts his head down, dropped at the 8-yard line. 7-yard run. Jared Tevis, the bandit defensive back. First and goal, Bruins.
And UCLA, they're going to take some time off the clock. They still have 3 timeouts in their pocket. There's now a minute 20 remaining, and they're going to have it first and goal on the Arizona 8-yard line.
Yeah, Willis and Clark in there as extra blockers. Hunley in the gun.
Miles Jack in again.
Yeah, right behind Hunley. Snap, Hunley, handoff, Jack. Jack spins, goes inside the line of scrimmage, and then stopped right there near the 7. Maybe a yard gain. Second and goal from the 7. Sione Tuihalamaka in on the tackle with Scooby Wright.
Not a good snap by Jake Brindle. That was down left by the ankles of Brett Hunley. And that messed up the timing of the run as Miles Jack had to hesitate before taking that handoff from Brett Hunley.
Clark and Vanderdoes, they're going to be halfbacks in the ballgame right now. And they flank Hunley right behind Brett is Miles Jack. Snap, Hunley, handoff, no, play action. Hunley now looks to the outside, runs it himself, gets to the 5, and is dropped at the 3-yard line. It'll be third and goal at the 3. Marquise Flowers with the tackle, helped from Jordan Grandin after a 4-yard quarterback keeper.
UCLA Their first time out.
22 seconds left in the half. 14-10, the Bruins. They have the lead in front of Arizona, and they want to add some more to it. Four wide receivers set. They're going to have Devin Fuller in the game as a slot man. Thomas Duarte and Jordan Payton on the left. Hundley on a third and goal. 22 seconds left in the half. Bruins lead 14-10. They want more. Hundley's got Perkins next to him as a halfback on the right. In motion, Fuller. Snap, Hundley. He'll drop back, throw it to the end zone. Tipped in the air. Caught by Shaq Evans. Touchdown, UCLA.
And that, wow, that is very lucky. Jonathan McKnight, perfect coverage. And I don't know if Brett Hundley was trying to throw a back shoulder fade or just sneak that in there to the front side. And that's what I think he was doing. Jonathan McKnight thinking fade, then back shoulder fade. And Hundley went the opposite shoulder. McKnight tips the ball in the air. And somehow Shaq Evans, cat-like quick, hauls it in, tiptoes right at the end of the end zone, and that's 6 points for UCLA.
Tip drill touchdown. Here's the extra point. Kyemi Fairburn kicks it through the uprights. The crowd gets very quiet here in Tucson with 16 seconds left in the half. 21-10 UCLA.
Eating healthy doesn't have to be bland, boring, or restrictive, nor does it have to cost a fortune. We pride ourselves in using the finest ingredients to create mouth-watering, satisfying dishes. With just a few clicks, you can customize your meals to tailor your lifestyle and have them delivered right to your doorstep. Go to www.eatnakedla.com for competitive prices, delicious meal plans, and save on your subscription today by using discount code BRUINS10 at checkout. Eat Naked LA, the official meal provider of UCLA Athletics.
At LADWP, our dedicated employees are working around the clock to make sure you have water and power while staying safer at home. We assure you that your tap water is safe to drink. Paying your bill online is easy. Just visit LADWP.com. If you're having trouble paying your bill, we can help. We offer payment plans, and you may be eligible for other income-based assistance programs. During the COVID-19 local emergency, we won't shut off your power or water, and we don't charge late fees. Visit us online at LADWP.com to learn more about how we can help.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Bruin fans, this basketball season, remember to keep it interesante, just like Dos Equis, the beer that correctly predicted the Bruins' 11 championship titles, the preferred beer of Bruins everywhere when they're finished playing pickup basketball, and the beer that never hibernates. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York, copyright 2019 Dos Equis Beer Brands.
24-13, UCLA leads Arizona. We're ready for the final 15 minutes of football here in Tucson. Bruins are going to have to punt it away on a fourth down. But with the final 15 minutes ready to just kind of take place here in a moment or two, the Bruins up by 11, 24-13. And the game in the third quarter got awfully sloppy for both teams.
UCLA unable to hang on to the football. In fact, they recovered a couple of fumbles. A real critical call. They had two fumbles. And there was a call on Devin Lucien where it looked like the ball was stripped again, but they ruled that he was down. You come on the road, you got to take care of the football. UCLA, for the first time, has handled the penalty department well with only one penalty. Now they got to take care of the other part when you come on the road. Don't turn the ball over.
Sean Covington waiting for the snap. Christopher Longo, the long snapper, standing at the 34-yard line. Covington gets the ball, steps up, left-footed kicker, lofts this one in the air. Fair catch called for by Nate Phillips. He'll grab it at the 11-yard line after a 40-yard punt. Let's check in on the sideline. McWane.
UCLA running back Damian Thigpen. The good news is it's not one of his knees. The bad news is his right ankle. He's got tape. He's got it wrapped in ice right now, so he will not return. Back to our Bank of the West booth.
All right, Bueno.
And that's too bad. Damian Thigpen coming off that ACL injury of last year, got back into shape, was playing well, and now he injures his right ankle.
Danker in the gun on a first and 10 from the 12. Handoff, Kadeem Carey runs it to the 20, 25, 30, and running to the outside right, dropped at the 34-yard line by Anthony Jefferson. 22-yard run, first and 10, Arizona.
Got to go back to your meat and potatoes if you're the Wildcats. Give it to the leading rusher in the nation, Kadeem Carey.
All right, here's another snap. Handoff, Carey. This time 2 yards to the 36. Miles Jack closed down from the linebacker slot to make the hit. Help from Cassius Marsh.
Staying home, Miles Jack. Not losing contain on Kadeem Carey.
Danker quickly right back up to the line. Second down and 8. He'll get the ball. Handoff again. Carey straight up the middle across the 40. Dropped at the 42-yard line. Ellis McCarthy along with Randall Goforth in on the hit. 5-yard run.
And now a critical third down. And Arizona 4 of 11 on third down conversions.
Third down, make it 3. Dinker's got the ball. The left-handed quarterback throws this one. It's caught to the outside. Wharton. Wharton tackled immediately, though, by Brandon Sermons on the UCLA Bruins.
And that's not going to be enough for a first down.
No.
On the offense.
And that was a tackle.
That's a 10-yard penalty. Repeat third down.
And I think UCLA, I mean, what are you going to do if you're Jim Moore? You got to think it's four down territory.
Yep.
If you're Rich Rodriguez. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I'm Rich Rodriguez, I'm still going to punt this football. But Jim Moore is going to move him back. And I don't know about that. You know, it's going to be 4th and 3. Rich Rod, you would have to say, even at midfield, he's not going to go for it. 13:47 remaining. Now Arizona with another chance on 3rd, and it looks like 13.
In the gun, Danker. Yeah, they're going to go for it on this 4th. Line of scrimmage, 31-yard line. To go for a first, they have to go to the 44. Waiting for the ball. He gets the snap. Drops back. Lofts this one in the air. Up for grabs. It's going to be caught. Intercepted. Bruins. Moreau grabs it. Penalty flags fly. Jefferson was back. Barr, along with Miles Jack, with pressure on the quarterback. Let's see how they unravel this penalty flag.
That has to be offensive
pass interference on the defense.
Oh, that's a horrible call. That is a horrible call. I can't believe they're going to call that on UCLA. It was actually offensive pass interference.
Well, the Bruins now watch the flag go against them, and the ball will be moved downfield.
Correction, the penalty puts the ball at the spot of the foul. First down.
First and 10, Arizona. 24-13, UCLA. 13:20 left in the ball game. So, contact downfield ruled with a penalty flag. Interference by UCLA.
And now you have to go back to Jim Mora, who declined that penalty on 4th and 3.
15-yard penalty because the foul was further than 15 yards from the previous spot. First down.
All right.
But you're going to watch that on film, and there's, I mean, if you want to define offensive pass interference, that's what it would have been.
First and 10, the bottom line for Arizona at their own 46. Danker gets the snap in the gun. Handoff up the middle. Carey takes it in midfield stripe into Bruin territory. Finally dropped near the 46-yard line. Anthony Jefferson, Eric Kendricks make the tackle. An 8-yard run. It's going to be 2nd down and 2.
Player number 99 lost his helmet during the play. He stays out for one play.
So impressive how Kadeem Carey can just bounce off tacklers and not go down. Cassius Marsh slowly walking to the sidelines. He was the guy that his helmet came off, so he's going to have to stay on the sidelines for at least a play.
Denker's got Kadeem Carey right next to him, gives him a handoff. Carey, 40, 35, 30, 25 to the 21-yard line. Another penalty flag flies. Eric Kendricks makes the hit. 23-yard run. That flag came from the side judge on the near side, and that flag was thrown in with a vengeance.
And that's going to be a personal foul, I think, on UCLA. Eddie Vanderdoes piling on Kadeem Carey at the end of the play. Can't do that as Vanderdoes was pursuing.
There's a foul for a late hand on the play. Play was legal.
All right, now they're going to pick it up.
That was pretty late. I'd be upset if I were a Wildcat fan. I mean, that's a 305-pound man jumping on the back of your start tailback, and that was real late.
Now into the game, Daniel Jenkins as a halfback. He'll get the handoff. Fresh leg, straight ahead. Takes it inside the 20. Dropped near the 17-yard line by Eddie Vanderdoes and Eric Kendricks, a 5-yard run. Second and 5 for the Cats.
Jenkins, speed and power, and he also runs with a low center of gravity. Very quick through the hole.
He's going to stay in there, 24-13. UCLA with the lead. Cats knocking on the door in the red zone. Second down and 5. Jenkins again gets the handoff and runs right to the 15-yard line, upended by Jordan Zumwalt and Keenan Graham. 2-yard gain. It's going to be third down and 2.
Coming into the game, Jenkins averaging 6.8 yards a carry. He's going to go out now as Kadeem Carey comes back into the game on this 3rd and 3.
Miller's going to line up in the slot on the far side. They'll put Phillips slot left. Outside of him is Richards. The offensive wide receivers, shotgun formation. B.J. Dinker looks over at the sideline, gets the snap, rolls to the left, sets, throws for the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown, Arizona, on a strike to the outside to Nate Phillips. Got past Randall Goforth. A 15-yard hookup for a Cat touchdown. And all of a sudden, it's 24-19 UCLA.
What a throw by B.J. Dinker. In fact, his feet weren't set. Like he threw that off the wrong foot, but he had to get the ball off quickly as he was rolling to the left. There was a contained man making him step up and throw the ball, and Randall Goforth just lost where the receiver was as that ball was placed perfectly on the outside shoulder for a score.
So the quarterback comes up with a touchdown pass, B.J. Dinker. 10th touchdown pass of the year for him.
Arizona going for two
They want two of them with 11:46 left in the game. In the gun, Dinker's got Carey right next to him. Waits for the snap, going for the two-point conversion. Rolls out, throws it, incomplete. Over the head, Samaji Grant in the near corner. And Brandon Sermons with good defense. Anthony Barr, pressure on the QB of Arizona. 11:46 left, 24-19 UCLA.
Bristol Farms carries the highest quality ingredients for all of your favorite recipes, as well as ready-to-eat options from snacks to meals to treats, including the cookie, our bakery's decadent version of the classic chocolate chip cookie, made of 60% Belgian chocolate and filled with toasted walnuts. It's served warm all day at all 13 locations. Visit any one of our 13 Southern California locations or bristolfarms.com to learn more.
Under Armour is proud to partner with UCLA Athletics. Every team and athlete on our roster is united by an undeniable will to win. Visit UA.com today to shop the latest Under Armour gear, all designed to help the world's best athletes become even better. Go beyond greatness with Under Armour.
I'm good with most things around the house. Plumbing, no problem. Drywalling, nailed it. But there's one home project that freaks me out. Getting a mortgage. So confusing. That's why I'm glad I found Westcom Credit Union. They're a member-owned, not-for-profit financial co-op, so they offer low rates and personal service that makes everything easier. Easier than changing that bulb in the oven.
Westcom. The best bank for you may not be a bank at all. Westcom is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA. Certain terms may apply.
We're there for every basket. We're there for every touchdown. Keys is everywhere.
Keys, keys,
keys on Van Nuys.
And we'll be there for you when you need a new or used car, truck, or SUV. Proud sponsors of UCLA Athletics. Go Bruins! Visit keyscars.com.
Keys on Van Nuys.
So the Bruins first and 10, 25-yard line. Paul Perkins is the running back. Hundley gets the snap. Drops back, looks over the middle, throws this one behind intended receiver. And no way Darius Bell at the 40-yard line could grab that. Looked like Jordan Grandin back defending, so it's incomplete.
And sometimes a quarterback wants a receiver to stay in a window in between a couple of linebackers, and the intended receiver may have passed the window and confuse Brett Hundley.
Second and 10, 25-yard line. Hundley in the gun, gets the snap. He's going to run it. Gets to the line of scrimmage, 30. Still on his feet. Spins up to the 35-yard line. First down marker is the 35. Dropped at the 34 by Tevin Hood and Jordan Grandin. It's going to be a yard short after a 9-yard run. Third and one.
Well, if Miles Jack is the best running back so far for UCLA, Brett Hundley is definitely the second best running back on that run. And UCLA now coming in with its five defenders to play offense. Miles Jack at tailback.
Jumbo package for UCLA. How about the defensive offense? Hundley in the gun. Snap. Handoff. Miles Jack gets the first down across the 40. 45, 50, 45, 40. Down the near sideline, 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Miles Jack, UCLA. What a run from 61 yards out, and the Bruins lead it 30-19.
Wow! Can you believe that? An off-tackle play, and Miles Jack at light speed takes off down the sidelines. And in pursuit, a couple of guys get a stiff arm to the face mask.
Arizona player number 31's helmet came off. He'll remain out for one play.
As Miles Jack is just saying, bye-bye, I'm going to the end zone. What a run by Miles Jack.
How can you keep that man off the field offensively? We know he's a great defender. But after a run like that from 61 yards out, Kyme Fairburn ready to attempt the extra point. The kick is up. It is good. 31-19. UCLA leads Arizona. 10:46 remaining in this ballgame. 4:06. Clock is running left in the game. 31-26. UCLA in front of Arizona.
I watched that Stanford-Oregon game, and Kevin Hogan was so good at running that play clock down to one. Brett Hundley has to be very smart to consume as much time as possible.
Second down and 6 from the 32. In motion, Bell now sets up as a wing back. Snap, Hundley, he'll throw it complete to Bell. Across the 45, drop near the midfield stripe. Bell was off to the races and finally pulled down by Tremaine Bondurant after a 14-yard gain.
Darius Bell has been sealing the backside on run plays, and on that particular play, he goes in motion as if he's going to seal. Then all of a sudden, he just runs a go route straight down the field, and it surprises the safeties of Arizona. Great ball fake by Brett Hundley, and then he threw that ball right on the money, and I love the footwork of Brett Hundley on that play.
Peyton, along with Shaq Evans, flank out wide right. In the shotgun, Hundley's got the ball. Handoff. Perkins running left. Takes it across the midfield stripe. Dropped near the 49-yard line. And the man that made the hit on him, Reggie
timeout.
Gilbert,
Arizona,
a 5-yard
run. One.
So the Cats call a timeout.
30-second
timeout, 31-26. UCLA leading Arizona. 2:56 left in this one. And the Bruins are going to come to the near sideline and regroup and talk to head coach Jim Mora and staff on what they want to do in the final 3 minutes of play here in this ballgame and leading 31-26.
Yeah, at one point, Rich Rodriguez is going to have to use the timeouts. And instead of waiting to use your timeouts, he's going to use them now. He doesn't want to give B.J. Dinker the ball back with only a minute and a half left and no timeouts. For Arizona, they need to make their defensive stand right now on this series.
Jordan Payton, Shaq Evans, wide right. Hundley comes onto the field to put Darius Bell as a wingback on the left. Paul Perkins is the halfback. Second down and six from the 49-yard line. Ball just across the midfield stripe in Arizona territory. UCLA leads 31-26. Hundley waits for the snap and the gun. Gets it. Paul Perkins runs the ball straight ahead across the line of scrimmage, maybe for a yard, not much more than that. Got hit by Kevin Hood.
Arizona.
2 yard gain.
Number two.
And another timeout called by the Cats.
And this really, like, this is, if UCLA can get a first down, this game's over. They can run that clock way down. I mean, it's not over, but.
Yeah, third down and about 4.5 for the Bruins. And they're in Cat territory at the 47.
And the big question mark here is, if you're Noel Mazzoni, do you want to run the ball? And if you don't get it, that means that Arizona's going to have to use their last timeout, or that'll cost them 40 seconds off the play clock. Or do you throw the ball and risk an incomplete, stopping the clock, saving a timeout for Arizona? And let's not forget, 31-26, UCLA ahead of Arizona. Arizona has to score a touchdown to get back the lead.
Miles Jack back into the game with Jordan Zumwalt, along with the big package for UCLA.
UCLA 9-16 on third down.
All right. Full house gun. Snap to Hundley. Play action. Hundley rolls out, gets hit, dropped, lost. 44-yard line, loses the football, and then it looked like the Bruins recovered it, and I think they did.
Brandon Willis was able to jump on it, and UCLA trying to do a play fake and then get the ball downfield.
Brandon Willis, the big body on top of it, an 8-yard loss. Play action, and it was a fake to Miles Jack, who's gotten the ball every time he's in there at that full house tailback position out of that gun. And that time, the Bruins lose yardage. Fourth down, 2:41 remaining, 31-26, UCLA over Arizona.
And let's not forget, with no timeouts remaining, B.J. Dinker is going to have to get the ball out of bounds. First down, stop the clock. He cannot take a sack. And it will be four down territory every time Arizona has the ball.
Nate Phillips drops back deep to the 10-yard line for Arizona. Punt formation. Bruins going to kick this one away. 30-yard line. That's Sean Covington, left-footed kicker, waiting for the snap. Christopher Longo's snap, a good one. The kick is away. Nate Phillips calls for the fair catch. He'll grab it at the 12-yard line. And that's where Arizona will set up shop offensively after a 43-yard punt in the air. And 2:33 left in this one.
That's an eternity for this Arizona offense, 2:33. But a lot of field to cover. Remember, Arizona has to score a touchdown.
Yep.
UCLA, they've been switching up their defense on that last series. They had two defensive linemen, and they're going to do it again. It's only Ellis McCarthy and Kenneth Clark. They're running a dime-type defense, trying to stop the pass of Arizona, who has to get big chunks of yardage to get into the end zone.
First and 10, 12-yard line, Arizona. B.J. Dinker, shotgun quarterback, takes the handoff, runs it to the near side, and gets tackled. Tried to get to the outside, no running room there as he's dropped by Ishmael Adams after a 3-yard run left. Second down and 7 from the 15. Dinker gets the ball, wants to go airborne, runs around in a circle, goes back to the 5, shifts out to the left, and then throws it incomplete. Miles Jack knocked it away on a pass intended for Kadeem Carey.
Boy, B.J. Dinker, he was doing circles,
yeah,
running around in 360s, and finally figured out, hey, I got to get out of here. Here come the Gold Caps, and he tried to fire that ball in, and once again, Miles Jack, who leads the team in pass defense, or balls deflected, bats it away.
I thought he had the toe shoes on. All right, Dinker gets the ball in the gun, throws this one left, incomplete. Pass intended for David Richards, and that was just too high, incomplete. Sermons was back defending, and now it's fourth down, 2:03 left in the game. Arizona's going for it, fourth down and 8 from the 15-yard line.
David Richards never turned around Brandon Sermons. He knew he was running a curl route.
Dinker calling signals, 5 yards back. Got Kadeem Carey right next to him. In the slot, that's Samaji Grant on the left side. Dinker with a long count. Waits for the snap. He's got it. Rolls to the right. Sets. Throws. This ball is picked off. Interception, UCLA. And it's grabbed by Ishmael Adams. Boy, that's a nice little pick. He stepped right in front of the receiver, grabbed it. Bruins have the ball. 1:57 left, 31-26 UCLA.
Well, guess what, Chris? Guess who was pressuring B.J. Dinker as he was rolling to the right? Miles Jack.
Yeah.
Able to fight off a block, made B.J. Dinker set up a little quicker than he wanted to. And Ishmael Adams, the anticipation to get underneath that route and pick it off. The Bruins are going to seal a victory in a very difficult place to play here in Tucson.
Yeah, they're going to take a knee and just run the clock out. No way for Arizona to stop it with 1:57 left. Snap to Hundley. He'll go down on a knee. 31-26 UCLA in front of Arizona as some of the Cat crowd dressed in red get ready to leave the stadium. Clock running with 1:40 left in this one. And like we said, the Cats cannot stop the clock. And Hundley letting that time clock down to 19 just run parallel second by second with the game clock. 1:25 left now in this one before he takes another snap and goes down on a knee.
And, you know, Rich Rodriguez did the right thing calling those timeouts. The offense has to produce.
And the interception, Ishmael Adams sealed it for the UCLA Bruins. Another snap, another knee. And the clock running, coming up on a minute now. Left. It'll be third down for UCLA.
Hey, give Lou Spanos, the defensive coordinator, credit for UCLA.
Absolutely.
On the last couple of series, he mixed it up on B.J. Dinker.
Yeah.
In that dime package, only two defensive linemen. The rest of the guys were linebackers and DBs. And that really tightened the throwing lanes for B.J. Dinker.
Bruins are going to watch their record go to 7-2. And more importantly, even in league play, they'll be 4-2. There's a snap again, and Hundley goes down on a knee. 30 seconds left in this one. He won't have to take another snap. This game, as it winds down and time expires, is in the books for UCLA. Players come from both sidelines to the center of the field. Jim Mora goes across the way to shake hands with Rich Rodriguez. 13 seconds left officially in this one. Like we said, the Bruins go 7-2, 4-2 in the Pac-12. Arizona 6-3, and they go to 500 in league play at 3-3. Time expires. That's it. Final in Tucson, UCLA 31, Arizona 26.